In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello everyone. It's good to have you along for this first week back of season two of Common Prayer. And today's Friday, and for our new season, this is the day that we're going to join in together in the practice of the prayer of examine instead of Saturday, as we did last season. And it's when we're going to devote our entire time to reflecting back on either the highlights of your week or just the last day or two. And just to remind you, the prayer of examine is an ancient practice that's been the habit of believers and saints for hundreds of years. And it's a way of especially being attentive and to look back and really notice God's fingerprints everywhere. It's a time to allow ourselves to be present to this moment and to be present to the God who made us and wants to speak to us. And to say in our hearts, along with the prophet Samuel, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So you know where we're going today. And I really hope that you've had a good week. I'm glad that you've joined us in making Common Prayer part of your routine during each day. And I really hope that you'll continue to do that and even invite friends and family to join in with you. Today is a day when we provide space for you to remember many of the little and the big ways that God has been showing up in your life. And I hope that you've been able throughout this week to pay closer attention to the movement of God in your life, and that you're intentionally trusting God to develop your muscle, if you will, of surrendering to Him and putting Him first in light of all that He has done for you and for me, in light of all that He's given us. The more we make it our intention and our practice to offer the Lord a grateful heart, the stronger that muscle is going to become. So maybe with some of you, you can relate to this. I am weary. I've been stressed, and I mentioned in our conversation on Monday with Kevin and Brandon that Ron and I had evacuated from our family cabin in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and it was a real week of anxiety over all that. And just a few days ago, the evacuation orders were lifted, and we're so, so grateful and relieved. And yet, just honestly, I'm still kind of reeling from that. And sometimes I've taken that anxiety out on those I love. Maybe you do that sometimes. And it's just helped me to acknowledge that and to bring it to Jesus again, to confess my falling short, and to allow Him to bring me back to a place of peace and hope, and to remembering again who God is, what He's doing all around me and inside of me too. So as is our new custom, I want to invite you to take what I'm just calling a holy minute to start to quiet your heart and your mind and to seek to hear His voice first and your voice second, and to ask the Lord to help you become aware of His loving presence within you. And if it's in your heart, express to Him this prayer. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And now let's take a minute. I want to invite you to pray silently and ask the Holy Spirit to open the conversation with you today, to give you His discernment. Holy Spirit, thank you for this time of listening. Would you guide us to hear what you would want us to hear during this time? And now take some time to review your last 24 to 48 hours or so, kind of like a movie. And let the scenes wash over you. Ask God to show you some times of gratitude and peace that have been part of your life lately. And just sit in those moments for a bit. Don't try to do anything, but just watch them again, slowly, from morning until evening, and morning through evening again. And after you've seen that, and notice what is beautiful and good, thank God while holding them in the front of your mind. It's just kind of a watching and a listening prayer. Just watching and listening. And then review your past 24 to 48 hours again, without judgment, without rationalizing, without justifying. Just let yourself experience the whole range of emotions you've had in the last couple days, and in the presence of God. As you look at your days as a whole, I'd like you to think about a few questions that I hope will help you remember times of peace and encouragement that you received, as well as any times of emptiness or loneliness that you may have experienced. When did I give and receive the most love? It could have been in the form of listening, or praying, or making a phone call to someone. When did I fall short of giving and receiving love? When did I have the greatest sense of belonging to myself, to God, and to others? When did I have the least sense of belonging? And lastly, allow God to help you respond in some way to what you've heard from Him and/or what you've experienced during your time of prayer right now. Ask Him for a word or a vision to walk away with from this time. And be open to receiving what God has for you. How good the Lord is to speak to us in this way, isn't it? It's so important to be still and to listen. And as we end our time together today, I'd love to leave you with this prayer to remember from this perhaps familiar and beautiful hymn. Let it just wash over you. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me, underneath me, all around me, is the current of your love, leading onward, leading homeward, to your glorious rest above. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.